Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We get to an NFL no huddle in a couple minutes as it is Super Bowl week, one day closer. You can hear the Super Bowl right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back page with Bo coming up. We'll get back into some Falcon stuff as well. Luka Doncic is having his introductory press conference this morning. It's morning in L.A., noon here. But get him some of that Kirk Cousins truth serum, you know? Get him some honesty pills, because he probably doesn't even know either. But, like, if you had to speculate, Luka, why do you think they traded you?
I don't know, dude, but they better hope they're right.
They better hope they're right.
They better hope they're right, because, I mean...
How can they even be right?
I don't know. Like, that's what I'm saying.
What would that mean? Luka would have to just suck
now. You think... I mean, you would think Wimby, I say SGA...
Oh, you're talking about guys that you wouldn't do the trade for.
And I say Ant-Man.
Yeah, and Jokic. Would you trade him for Jokic?
And Jokic. These are players that I would now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Me too.
I wouldn't trade Giannis for.
You wouldn't? I don't know. I would think about that one. If you were talking, if it's the same deal, right? It's Luka, Maxi Kleba, and whatever. Like whatever the package was that you got. And you're giving up Anthony Davis or player X, a guy like Max Christie, and a first round draft pick in 5 years. I don't know. I'd probably trade Giannis.
Like, in your eyes, Luka's that good.
Younger, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I mean,
I think you kind of. I think, offense to Giannis. I think Giannis is really good. Great player.
I think Luka is freaking amazing.
I think Giannis.
I do. But I'm just like.
I think they got what they're going to get.
You wouldn't trade. Would you trade for Jason Tatum?
Ooh. Probably would.
Really?
But again, like, here's the thing. Like, because it's not just like in a vacuum, like for like. Like, Jason Tatum's a part of a team.
Yeah, I understand.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm not breaking up that team right now.
Right.
I can't do that.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I agree.
So that's a sort of a different thing. Like, I don't know. Like, the Anthony Davis one is easier because it makes so much sense with LeBron being older and all that. Like, a lot of these you have to take in the context of where the team's at right now. Like, I think SGA is just better anyway, but also I'm not breaking up that group.
Right.
They're all like 23.
Right.
And they're about to be the number one team in the Western Conference for the second straight year. And Anthony Edwards is the same age. I know that team's not good, so you maybe think more about that, but I'd keep Ant-Man over Luka. But there's just not very many guys that I would. Because that's the thing about with Milwaukee. Like, if I'm thinking about it from that standpoint, is like, you know, him and Dame are, it's working better than it did, and they've been healthy, which helps. But that team's all right. Like, that team's not winning a championship. Not this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it would take for them to do it. And they got it with him. Like, he might leave anyway. Like, Giannis might decide he wanted to leave. So I'd probably do that one. Yeah. But, like, there's not – yeah. I mean, there's very few teams in the NBA that would have said
no.
No to what the Mavericks offered.
Which is him.
Which is Luka.
Yeah.
Which is Luka for one of your best guys.
Yeah.
I mean, Anthony Davis on almost any other team is their – and, look, he's probably their best guy right now. Like, Anthony Davis was the – I mean, overall was the most productive player on the Lakers this year. LeBron's the biggest name, of course. But Anthony Davis is better than LeBron right now.
I agree.
At this point of his career, both ends of the floor and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I mean, there's only a few teams that wouldn't trade their best player for him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just,
most teams wouldn't. Yeah,
most teams. Kawhi for him.
That's how you know they hate him.
Yeah,
because <You know? laughs> that's where I keep coming back to with this whole thing is like, I don't care what happened. It couldn't be one thing. This is a compilation of we're just so tired of this guy. We can't stand him. You gotta really hate a dude
like him and Nico. Just generational. Him and Nico don't like each other.
Yeah, and everyone. And, yeah. It can't just be Nico. There's no way Nico felt like
that
this
man
was,
said. I made the decision.
Well, I know, but
because you look at Jason Kidd's face in beside him, Jason Kidd was like, "What the hell did you just do?"
Jason doesn't have problems because Jason wants to win games.
What the hell did you just do?
You know, but like the travel secretary is probably tired of him. Luca's always like leaving empty beer cans behind in the bus. You know, I don't know. He's just got to be the worst. Dude. Think of the worst coworker you've ever had. He's got to be 10 times worse than that for this to happen. There's no other reason you trade a 25-year-old guy. Who's that good? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
And just like the abs. Think of like, you know, like leaving Nicorette gum all over the place all the time, every day. You know what I mean? Lucas seems like a guy who'd chew Nicorette gum just to get the high.
Just to get the high?
You know? Just leaving a dip. Like he leaves his little dip spitter cup all over the place, you know? Like that guy.
Oh, there he is. Okay. Oh, that just made me that. Maybe made me laugh.
Trade him.
The gum.
Get him out of here. We can't stand him. Won't bathe. He's the worst. All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Rob Pelinka looks like, he looks like, oh God, what's that actor's name?
Say what you were going to say.
Rob Pelinka looks like that actor. I can never.
Looks like Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. Rob Lowe.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks just like Rob Lowe.
That's a nice, fancy leather jacket
that's,
he's got on.
That's sharp right there.
Yeah, you got to look like that to be the Lakers.
Like, you got to be sharp to wear a leather jacket with the sleeves pulled
up. Yeah, with the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah, man.
And like a nice gold watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pelinka's doing good.
Yeah, he's doing
good. Luka's got a sweater, like button up combo on.
He looks so like, damn.
Looks like he's giving a presentation in ninth grade.
Like he don't want to be there.
Does he?
No, I'm just playing.
I think he's all right.
He's all right. He just looks like, could you hurry up, Rob, so I can.
Let me talk. Let me spill the beans here. Let me tell everybody what the hell happened in Dallas. All right. Hey, it's the Super Bowl this week.
Yeah, man.
Coming up on Sunday right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's hear some of this. Is Roger Goodell's State of the Union address that he gives every single year. He touched on a million different things. Some of it you probably care more about than others. But here he is talking about the 18-game schedule.
If we do. 18-2 might be a possibility because we know that fans, I think, love football. They want more football, but we have to be incredibly sensitive and smart about the balance and how we deal with that.
Whatever, Roger.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, we love it.
Yeah, whatever.
What about the guys that have to play?
You got
to
play it, Roger.
That you claim to be worried about their health.
Yeah, right, Roger. Nobody cares what Roger says. Whatever.
I mean, they're going to go to 18.
They're going to go to 18 now.
Like, it's gonna
the key thing was he said. Because of the years left in the collective bargaining, they wait till afterwards.
Mm. How many years are left?
Like, I think six.
Oh, really?
Five or six, yeah. So
I would think they would want it faster.
You would
that.
Think so, right? So yeah. Unless they do something like that.
Here's the thing, like, 17's just awkward.
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It's a very ugly number.
It's an odd number. Like, no one likes that. You need to have even numbers. You can't even be 500.
Yeah, that's a crazy thing.
You can't even be 500 anymore.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that'll be the interesting.
When, I guess unless you tie.
It's going 18. It's just all about when they're going to end
exactly.
up doing it.
They're going to do it. We're all going to love it. There's going to be more football. They're going to stretch it out to where the Super Bowl happens on President's Day weekend. We're all going to get Monday off. You can get as drunk. You're already getting drunk anyway.
Right.
Now you don't have to go to work the next day and pretend you're not. It's the least productive day in American. It's in the American economy. So now we just get to sit at home.
Yeah.
Which will be awesome.
I love it.
Like, it's all going to be great for us. It's like, you know, it's the 60 more minutes that those guys have to go out there and get rocked.
For their health.
And hopefully, you know, one more game, I would hope, would lead to X amount of percent more pay. Or something.
You would think, right?
Or like slice of the pie or whatever, because it's going to lead to more revenue.
You would think, right?
Like more games mean more revenue for sure.
Right?
You would think.
Yeah,
I wouldn't. I mean, I would hope.
Yeah.
I wouldn't think.
Sounds good.
We've been through it.
Sounds good.
I would hope, but I doubt it. All right, here's Roger Goodell talking about trying to figure out how to get to the bottom of first downs being called more accurately.
It is complicated. Obviously, you have a lot of humanity that interferes potentially with some of that, at least on from a camera angle standpoint. But you also have a shape of the ball that is different, and it's about where the ball is, not where the individual is necessarily. So there are a combination of factors are there, but I do think that technology will exist sometime in the future. We're continuing a lot with our partners is how to advance that as quickly as possible so we can get to that place.
Yeah. Great job. Great job. Great answer, Raj.
Football's shaped weird. There's a bunch of dudes out there. Like, what are we supposed to do, guys?
Great answer there, Roger.
I know people do try to, like, simplify it to, well, tennis does it. Mm. Obviously different. Like, tennis is able to do that because they've got, like, 9 cameras that can see the whole ball.
Right.
In football, he's right. I mean, it's a pile of 22 people. You can't see the football. Mm. So if you can't see the football, the camera can't see the football. You can't do the computer-generated thing of does it go over the line or not. But you could probably put some wires in it or something.
Wires in what?
Chips. I don't know.
In what?
In the ball. Put some computer chips in it or something. Infrared.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
There's already a chip in the ball.
No, what I'm saying is I don't think they're going to do all that. I think they're going to leave it alone.
Oh, I don't.
Yeah, I think they're going to
No, they're going to do something.
They're going to leave
it alone. Not with all the gambling and all the complaining and all that. This is one of those things that if it raises to a certain level of whiny, mm-hmm. which it is.
Which
like,
it is.
The
You're
NFL fan... Just the general NFL universe right now is so whiny about getting first downs right. Like, they'll fix it.
Okay.
When something gets fix it, or try to at least. When something elevates to this level, then they take care of it.
I think they'll review pass interference for you to this.
They did review pass interference.
No, make it in there.
Well, they did it, and they got rid of it.
No. Bring it back and keep it.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Bring it back and
keep it. No, I think they'll do all that. I think they'll review that. I think they'll do quarterback hits.
I just think because of everything that he did, I don't see how this works as far as the chips and the laser.
I don't know either. I just feel like, if we could put people in space, we could probably figure out whether or not a ball went 10 yards.
I agree with that.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that. But what if it's 11?
Then great. Then you got it.
All right.
First down.
Third and 11. What if it's 3rd and 11?
I don't think, the line is there. You just got to get like here because I'm really good at technology. I know a lot of stuff. You just got to get like a laser wall, that goes up to the moon, basically.
But it's going to be generated on the TV.
No, in real life. It's like a laser field, and then the ball's going to also be made kind of pigskins, but also lasers mm-hmm. in there. And then maybe some chips, too. Mm-hmm. And then when it touches it, like a light's going to go off or something. Like, when they score a goal in hockey and the light goes off, when you get a first down, there's going to be a light on top of the stick, the first down marker, and then everyone's going to know what happened. Like if Josh Allen reaches it over the laser field.
Kind of like the electronic time 40.
Kind of. Like yeah, that. Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like that because there's a chip in your thing and there's a chip at the end.
When your body goes through it, the first part of your body goes through it, that's when.
Well, I know, but that's because they could see your body. The problem is in this case, Saquon Barkley is sitting on the ball, and you can't see it. So the ball has to have some sort of laser shooting out of it in every direction. And Wi-Fi. I would put Wi-Fi in it, probably.
I'm in. Sounds good. You sold me, Buck.
And then maybe 5G.
You sold
or something.
Hey, you sold me, dog.
And then, and then when it goes over the line, then everybody gets free Wi-Fi in the stadium.
I'm sold. Book it.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Obviously, if anybody thought that I did.
Book it.
But somebody does. Like, come on. It's 2025. We could know when a first down, where a first down is. Yeah. Like,
book it.
Come on. Get after it.
I'm all in.
Yeah.
I'm all in, dog.
$15 billion.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dollar industry, okay? We're about to put people on the moon again. We haven't done that since 1972.
And Venus.
And, yeah. Sure. Yeah. Elon's going to Mars. Come on. We got to figure out what a first down is. Beyond just the chain gang and all that. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. We're going to come back and let you hear Kirk Cousins tell you he got hurt in the middle of the season and kept playing. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.